Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex all week while he's at the DNC. And I gotta tell you, Ralph Nader gave a really riveting speech last night. He gave a little too much credit to the Democrats, I think. But he clearly said that they're both owned by the corporations. He talked about a social movement and how easy it would be for us young people to do so. And he also talked about how much energy us young people have and how you don't get that later on in life. And if they only knew how to harness that energy and start a movement, it would be very, very simple. And I agree with him. I'm with him 110%. There are so many opportunities for young people like myself and those out here, out there listening, to get involved. And you can do that simply by going and sharing videos with your neighbors, by maybe making a video, by doing small YouTube videos, you know, and nothing's stopping the average person from making these movies. I'm not going to lie, this last one cost about 20 G's to me. It was quite a bit of money. But the only reason it cost that much is because, well, I needed a new Mac workstation. That's about $4,000. And then, you know, I had to have some kind of transportation out here. So that cost me actually the majority of my money. And then I have to live out here, and then Alex has to pay his editors, the fine editors here who, you know, wear many hats like Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson, who are out there in the DNC with him. And it's pretty cheap. I mean, obviously, my film has a little bit more production value than some of the other ones out there, but if you're creative, if you went to school for digital video editing, much like myself, you can do this. You can do it with, you know, Windows Movie Maker, if you like, if you're slick enough. You can do it with the Adobe suites. I mean, obviously, I'm a Final Cut Pro man now, but you have great power. First, study the issue, then decide what you want to do. Maybe you want to write a book. You know, I haven't seen a really great youth book out there in a while. I mean, some of the great books that have come out, in my opinion, are obviously Ron Paul's Revolution, A Manifesto. You know, that's just incredible to me that that was able to get number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Jesse Ventura, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. And now Corsi with this blockbuster, Obama Nation. That's not to say that I don't enjoy Tex Mar's work, too, because I was pretty interested in Mysterious Monuments. And, of course, his previous work, Codex Magica. The majority of what I just said is listed. You can go get those right now at Infowars.com. But really, it comes down to, have you decided that you want to make a difference? Have you decided you've had enough? Have you decided that, wait a minute, I can affect change? Because we're told every day, oh, you can't do anything about it. That's just the way it is. You ain't going to do nothing. What am I going to do about it? How about be an adult? How about grow up? I know that we're trained to suckle at the teat of government until we're, you know, 35, 40 years old. A lot of us don't get out of our parents' house until we're 30 years old now. Kind of disgusting, if you ask me. I mean, you go to college for 4 to 6 to 8 years, depending on how slovenly you are and how motivated you are and how much you know what you want to do, or you just want to be a professional student. And then a lot of these guys just go right back and live at home, you know, back to their old bedroom until they're 29, 30, and they got a job from their dad or their uncle, and they worked their way up, and now they finally got their own little apartment. They can barely take care of themselves. You're a grown man. Move out of your parents' house, for God's sake. I just don't see you being able to do really anything until you're able to take care of yourself. That's why a lot of these bloggers and commenters and trolls really bother me, because you know they're in the basement of their grandmother's house and they're on their futon, just no idea what's going on in the world. Well, I'll tell you what's going on in the world. It's tyranny. It's injustice. It's false paradigms. That's what's going on at the DNC right now. Alex Jones is going to be with us for the next 10 or 15 minutes at the quote-unquote free speech zone. Doesn't sound like much free speech is going on.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab and go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Alex Jones down at the DNC over at the Free Speech Zones. He's with Cindy Sheehan. Hopefully he's going to be joining us. But Nader really stepped up and said, you know what? You want to start a social movement, young people? Put down the iPods. It's not going to be easy. But you could make it easy by making it an issue to turn onto politics. And I agree. I agree that if you don't turn onto politics, politics will indeed turn on you. And if you allow that to happen, which we have, you're going to wind up in wars in the Middle East. You're going to wind up with a devaluing dollar. You're going to wind up with your house being foreclosed on. You're going to wind up with your bank taking your money and just saying, bye-bye, no money for you. And then you're going to end up with a pile of money that's actually worthless if you were smart enough to get your money out of the bank. Sounds terrible, but it's true. You don't doubt me? IndyMac in San Diego, gone. Lots of people losing their homes right now. In the next 2 years, so many more are going to lose their homes. You sign on to an idiotic loan, folks. You don't read the fine print. You don't know what kind of interest you're paying. You don't know how the interest can change at any moment. You almost deserve what you get, but I don't believe that. You know, a lot of these people, they work 40, 60, 80 hours a week. Some of them are two families. We're talking between the two, 120 hours a week, barely scraping by. And they don't have time in their eyes to care about the issues. They just want to care what the TV tells them. That's why I make movies, because they get to watch their TV for an hour and a half and 2 hours, and maybe it motivates them to stop watching, like, the propaganda, to start copying my film, to start saying to their neighbor, hey, you know, that 9/11, there's a lot of unanswered questions, huh? That NIST report that just came out, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? All right, we do have Alex Jones with us, live from the DNC over at the Free Speech Zones. Alex.
Hey, Jason, am I coming in loud and clear to you?
Yes, very clear.
Well, first off, we need the audience's help on several things, and I'll give everybody a report on what's happened in the last 24 hours here at the DNC in Denver. It's all very interesting, very important. First off, we need everybody's help, though. The Dallas Morning News writer, Mark Davis, who is a neocon talk show host, he has done what none of the mainstream media did in the last 2 days. The first day, they bit and reported that I had said kill Michelle Malkin. But after they were had a chance to see the different video angles and that it was her supporters behind me yelling kill Michelle Malkin, there have been some retractions. And even some of the neocon blogs have to admit, okay, other people were yelling kill Michelle Malkin, but they were with Alex Jones. So they're still putting out that disinfo. But the Dallas Morning News and Mark Davis, Dallas Morning News is in the top 10 papers. It's listed by many services by the ninth or tenth largest paper in the United States. It's the number one paper in Oklahoma, Texas, and surrounding areas. It's the big regional paper owned by Belo Broadcasting, the Belo family. And he says, I'm discredited, I'm evil, I'm bad, you know, all these horrible names. It is the definition of defamation, of libel, because he's saying, I want to discredit Alex Jones. He says in there, this discredits Alex Jones. So he's stating a lie, a slander, a libel, a defamation, and then adding to it that he means to hurt me with the information. Now, there's a couple video angles out there where you see me talking, you can hear me talking to Malkin, who's getting in my face. I've been in her face, she's getting in my face. And the guys are leaning over me screaming, and you can clearly see that I'm talking, you can hear me talking loud but not screaming at that time. And they're screaming over me, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. They're chanting in unison. And they were with Malkin, we know that. Now, were they working for her? Does she really even know them? No. There were a couple of local neocon blogs, and they had the national pajamas blog that she posts and cross-promotes, and, you know, they write for each other.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. He was the bearded ninny who was bumping into me. And there was another guy with a mustache running around. I mean, this is important because they're trying to demonize all of us, and we have her people then going over and saying, he's saying kill Michelle Malkin, and then laughing about it when they know that they were the ones doing it. Now, that's all documented on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Some of my detractors in the, quote, Patriot or Truth Movement are seizing on this, thinking, oh, Alex Jones is being criticized. Yes, he deserves it. He's bad. The Alex Jones. Well, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, as Mark Twain said. No, this is good for Infowars.com in a sick way. And PrisonPlanet.com, we're getting more hits than ever. Millions of people visiting the sites, you know, on a weekly basis, now on a daily basis. Huge upsurge in listenership, video views. This is good for Infowars.com. Get that straight. You failed again. Both government minions, my haters, my stalkers, all of you, the neocon followers. But it does hurt the 9/11 truth movement if they're able to get this hoax through. But I have to say the hoax, it has failed. National media, I'd say about 80% of them now are having to admit that I did not say kill her and that it was all distorted. People are seeing the start of the video where they're coming up and bucking into us and grabbing Rob's camera. And we showed that to Inside Edition yesterday, and they had to admit it. So all of this is coming out on that front. But I don't want to sue the Dallas Morning News. I mean, we could talk about sue. I'm somebody who's actually sued people four times and won every time. And because I know I've got to go perfect the case, get the evidence, get the witnesses, get affidavits. I mean, if I'm going to sue somebody, I'm going to kick their ass. Excuse my strong language there. But, I mean, if I sue somebody, I'm coming after you. And I intend to win. I'm not going to just blow money for nuisance lawsuits. I mean, I am going to beat you. And I am in the right on this, and there's no doubt I can sue Belo and probably get a settlement out of it. But I don't want some settlement out of Belo. I want Belo now to not retract on page A12, but I want Belo to retract now. And we have Mark Davis's phone number, but it's pointless calling that one. I guess you can call if you want at the Dallas Morning News, 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820. But the main number is the one to call, and you need to ask for their editors, their blog, web editors, the main editors of the Dallas Morning News. My mother, by the way, worked when I was growing up. 214-977-8222. 214-977-8222. 214-977-8222. People need to call the Dallas Morning News and say, look, you better go watch the videos online. You better find out that you said Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin with foots. We are getting threats over this. People, idiot, weak-minded people are believing it. You better understand this was a setup, and that your guy knows that, and that you're the only major paper that has bought into this hook, line, and sinker, and that you're in a lot of trouble. You know, I'm saying right now, and by the way, this perfects my lawsuit. The fact that we're putting them on notice, and I've got to call my lawyer later today and have him send them a letter, that even further perfects it. The fact that it was done with malice of forethought, with intent to do financial and harm as well as harm to my name, the fact that the guy basically states he's wanting to hurt me and discredit me, the fact that there's malice of forethought, that it's disinformation, now we put them on notice with phone calls, with a letter, we've put a notice up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because Kurt's worked for a bunch of newspapers, some of the biggest in the country. He's worked for big TV stations. He knows how it works. The notice, without me even telling Kurt Nimmo, he put it up. So they're on notice there, public notice. We're going to put them in notice by registered letter. I'm going to have mailed out tomorrow, maybe get it done today. And I got a high-powered lawyer, folks. You know, he's in the top 10, number 3 last year, Texas Monthly, Texas Lawyers, a mean litigator, family friends, the only reason I can, you know, have a lawyer this good, a friend of my father's. But this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I don't want to sue Belo. But I'm sick of these lying neocon scum, and I'm tired of them getting away with it. And I want Mark Davis to know something, too. Mark Davis, you don't have big Belo lawyers, and I'm going to sue you personally if you don't retract this, you piece of crap jackass. This is not a joke. You don't go in one of the largest newspapers in the country and tell people I said kill a woman when it's a fraud and a lie, and you know it. So I'm going to tell you something, Mark Davis. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. I don't threaten people unless I am really intending to do something. So I'm going to give you 48 hours to retract your lies about me, or I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to take that jet boat, I'm going to take that water ski away from you. You understand? I mean, I am going to hurt you like you've hurt me. That's how it works. You've damaged me, and I'm giving you this chance. If you retract, I will not sue you. But if you hold the defamation up, I am going to come after you, Mark Davis. You have been put on notice, and I want everybody to call him and put him on notice. 214-787-1820. Sounds like it's off the hook. I've been trying to call all morning. It's busy, or there's no answering machine. 214-787-1820.
We've got some other numbers if you want, Alex. I mean, we've got the executive officer numbers, too, we've been giving out.
Yep, give it out.
All right, listen, if you want to get in with the CEO, we're talking 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And if you want the main editor, it is 214-977-6685. 28. That's 214-977-6828. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And folks, this is serious. If we get a retraction in the Dallas Morning News, it'll totally discredit the neocons further. Just like Michelle Malkin said, I was a liar on her hot air blog. Now understand, AP, everybody was reporting that the Marines were saying, yes, our Marines did it. We're going to kick them out. And but she didn't want to attack them. She wanted to discredit the story by claiming, oh, look, the kook, Alex Jones, the liar, he says this. And so she made it up that I made it up and that it was, you know, a robot dog. And see, they've been discredited on that now. So let's just discredit them further. We need this retraction. I'll come back and tell you about Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, Tom from Rage Against the Machine. Stay with us. Thank you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
We are locked and loaded. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes with Alex Jones right now. We're going to play that Inside Edition clip in a little bit, and we're also going to play Malkin and her pajama party people admitting that the people that were calling for her death were not with Alex Jones and were provocateurs. They even admit that they were bashing Alex Jones after they were bashing Michelle Malkin, saying to kill her. So we'll have that for you before the final hour. Alex, take it away.
Jason, you know why they did that? Because I put Pajamas Media and I put her manager on notice 2 days ago. I said, you're out there putting this stuff out. And I said, Malkin, I do not want to sue you. And I told her manager, everybody, I said, you better come out with the truth. And by the way, my dad wants me to put a PI, and I've done this a couple times on people, you know, again, sent the head of Access TV to prison with a PI, that, and we fed the info to the police. I mean, I'm not playing games. These people were with her, and I am mad. And it's more than just them admitting that it wasn't me doing that. Those little bastards set me up and punked me, and I don't like it. And I sound mad. I am, folks. I am just absolutely sick of all of this. But anyways, it's just the way these people operate, to know that for decades they've been getting away with this in the mainstream media, but now because the alternative media has gotten so big, they're still playing a 10, 20, 30-year-old game in a new era. And that's why we're kicking their butt, thanks to you, the listeners. But I had an amazing evening last night. I wish I would have gotten there earlier. Ralph Nader's people called me, and they're just so nice. And I didn't know, they were like literally all fans telling me about this show, that show. I love this show. I love what you do with Michelle Malkin. I mean, his manager has been listening for years. You know, his campaign head, all his people were just so cool to us. And I didn't, and so they said, oh, come to a little press conference we're having at this big, you know, university function that had like, looked like about 10,000 people at it. It was totally packed. And, of course, I went to a big protest, got blocked in by the police during a critical mass, got there an hour and a half late, and missed the press conference, with Josh Brolin, the guy that, you know, I mean, one of my favorite actors, man, in No Country for Old Men. He was an American Gangster, just playing the best crooked cop I've ever seen. I mean, I just love this guy.
He didn't Stand By Me, too, as a kid. I mean, he's been acting forever.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing. And then I talked to him. I talked to Sean Penn, and they were aware of my films. Of course, I talked to Penn one other time, but when I was out in L.A. But the point is that we talked to those guys some. We also did an interview with Tom Morella of Rage Against the Machine. And he talked about false flag terror and the Bush administration staging terror attacks, and how he's worried about that. We're so busy here that that's probably not going to be uploaded, because I could sit around at the condo all day we've rented and try to upload that. I'm thinking about trying to play it through a camera off the tape over the Justin TV, maybe tonight, but this is the last day, so there's going to be a big protest. It's a catch 22. I don't know what to cover. And the guy sitting there drinking whiskey out of a teacup, and a real smart, you know, Harvard educated. And he goes, here, Alex, have the rest. And I'm not a drinking guy on the job. I'm not a drinking guy most of the time, period. But I have to tell you, Tom Morella, you know, giving me the Jameson's whiskey. I went ahead and had a sip of it and gave the rest to Rob. But the point is, it was just a lot of fun. Interviewed Cindy Sheehan, got interviewed by some other folks there. And this Justin TV thing is hit and miss. We taped, you know, we streamed the whole thing live. We had like four or five laptop batteries, and only about a third of it went out. So it's really getting hit and miss. And what we've been told, talking to some of their IT people, is we're just sending them too many people that they're not accustomed to having 10,000, 20,000. We've had 20-plus thousand people viewing a single video on there at one time. You know, the first 2 days we had over 100,000. Now it's crawled down to about 25,000 when I checked last night that have watched since then, because they just can't handle it. Every time we go live, it's the number one video, and that's a big site now. It's bigger than Infowars.com. It's rated like 1,000 on Alexa, and Infowars is like, you know, 5,500, 6,000. So I mean, it's just ultra massive. It's bigger than WorldNet Daily, which is like 2,000 on the web.
It's bigger than MSNBC.com. It's bigger than a lot of news agencies.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are number one on that, but we're just shutting them down, slamming them. So we're trying to get that out to everybody. Just so much exciting stuff. We're trying to go live with it with Sean Penn and Josh Brolin, but it just wasn't working.
Talk about the Corsi interview, because I watched that live on Justin TV, and it's not on the archives yet, but I thought it was a thrilling interview.
That's right. We just run into Corsi after we interviewed Nader at the Sheraton. I'll just go hang out at the Sheraton today, man. That's where the action's at. Just senators, congressmen, you know, movie stars, just all over the place. And, in fact, I've been thinking about what I want to do today. I think I'm just going to go over there. I'm going to give out too much on air on our fans over there. But, you know, the point is that it is just wall-to-wall stuff happening. We haven't eaten breakfast yet. I'm going to run in here and eat breakfast. And I'm going to think about some other things I wanted to talk about, Jason, and I'll call back in. But look for the Morello thing coming up. The Corsi interview, so much more got covered.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infections? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes with Alex Jones. And Alex, you were finishing up a point?
Yeah, I have several that I wanted to finish up. Number one, I want to thank you, Jason. Having you here the last 5.5, 6 months has been great. It's been wonderful to have somebody that's trustworthy to sit in and fill in on the show that can also hold an audience. I know everybody's enjoyed listening to you. I know that you've been so busy making Fabled Enemies with myself and Rob and Aaron. Excuse me. My voice is blown out. You suspended your radio show on Genesis, but I know we're going to get that back up and on the air for you as soon as you get back and properly with an ISDN line. Finally, you may have enough funding to actually afford a $50 a month ISDN line and some equipment to do the show from your home with your family and little niece and people you're supporting. So I just hope people will support you by getting Fabled Enemies. It's first and foremost a very important film. The final Continuity of Government trailer is coming out today with 3 sneak peaks. Those will be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the super high quality from our servers and in YouTube. We need those to go mega viral. But I wanted to thank you, and I wanted to thank all of our IT guys that are there in the office. I wanted to thank, of course, Paul Hartman, I wanted to thank Wes, who's transitioning out now in the next month with our helping our new IT people. He's going to work for some mainline industry companies, but I want to thank him for all the work he's done. I just want to thank, of course, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson. I want to thank John Harmon up at the network, Trey Kincaid, our producer. I mean, really, these are the people that have made all this possible, the cutting-edge video streaming we're doing, the all the guests, the information. I mean, it takes a lot to bring this together. And, Jason, I'm really going to miss you. I know you're going to make another film, and you want to do it with us. So you're welcome in 6 months to come down here in the spring, as you're planning to do with a new film on a totally different subject dealing with the New World Order. So I look forward to seeing you again. I want to wish you safe trek back to New York when you leave this afternoon, Jason. I wanted to do that. Now going back to the Pajamas Media radio show, I know they have it. I haven't heard this new one. You say you heard it.
I've got it, yeah.
Malkin, and then Malkin, now she admitted on John Gibson's show, I hadn't thought of this, she admitted on John Gibson that I didn't say killer. That was 2 days ago on his radio show on Fox Radio at the Fox News Center in New York. And you're saying she admitted in the Pajamas bash piece. I want you to find that clip later next hour and play it. You said you could.
I've got it cued, actually.
Okay, well, that's what we need to send. We need to get that up on the web in a story and send it to the Dallas Morning News and say, here is the person saying I didn't do it. Now, retract now. Don't make me defend my name. This is, they're assaulting me with a lie, saying I said kill a woman. They are attacking my name and Patriot's name, the 9/11 Truth's name. They're punching us with this libelous attack. And so I'm just saying stop assaulting me, retract your assault, and I won't sue you. But if they don't... God, I don't want to have to do this, because I don't want to do it. I don't have the time, the energy. I ignore so much other libel and slander by crackpots and nuts, but this is the Dallas Morning News. And so this is a very serious libel. It's very dangerous to my family. We're getting threats in. You know, we're going to get you for threatening them, saying to kill that woman. There's a lot of nuts out there. So we need to play that Pajamas Media clip, point it out on their own site, and say, look, retract now. Retract individually Mark Davis, the writer that did this, and Dallas Morning News separately. You know, they better do it, and they better do it now. This is wrong. They've assaulted me with a major newspaper. They've bullied the American people. They've lied. They've engaged in a libelous defamation of myself and others. And so play that clip. Also play the Inside Edition. Mm-hmm. I know that's coming up, and we're going to have more live feeds for you today. More interview for you today. It's really frustrating me to get the Corsi interview, and then it didn't archive and was erased. It's very frustrating to, you know, be with Sean Penn and the guy playing Bush in the new W movie, Josh Brolin, and then to have that go into some black hole. It's very, very frustrating. But again, this is new technology, and it's what helped us show Michelle Malkin's people live. And that's what helped us get ahead of their propaganda, and we really kicked their butt. I mean, we're turning the tide here. We've won about 70% of the battle here. If we can get a retraction again in the Dallas Morning News, that will then silence and fully discredit all these people that slandered us, that libeled us. So that is so important on that front. And like I said, we may go ahead and put the Rage Against the Machine interview up tonight. We do have the hard wire cameras with the great 15-minute interview with Corsi. I mean, there's just so much more we've got. It just goes on and on and on, all the amazing things we have. But I'm trying to figure out how to – we try to compress HD and go through all that. It would take hours and hours, probably 5-6 hours, just to put one clip up. That's the problem with high-quality cameras. But with the cruddy live streaming, it's instant. It's all just done. So we're going to try later, whenever we get a chance – to stream the Rage Against the Machine deal over Justin TV and the Corsi and some of the quick stuff with Brolin and Sean Penn. So that's all coming up today. If not, it'll just be when I get home Friday night. We'll just do it next week because we got to rest some. That's why we need funds, folks. That's why we need the money bomb's important. The TV show we're setting up's important. The funds to hire more people, to have more webmasters, to have more IT people. We are all overstretched, and my whole team is, you know, really busting their hind ends, and we're not complaining. We love what we're doing. We got passion. It's just that I, you know, really have been cracking the whip and just appreciate all the guys and everything they've done. And if I forgot anybody else there at the office, I just want to thank all of them. I want to thank the GCN Radio Network and just the things that the slander, the lies that Genesis has gone through from the mainstream media, the alternative media, the jealous alternative media. Look, man, all of you can be doing the same thing we're doing. Get on a plane, get in an RV, come to Denver, do the same things we do. I mean, we support you. We want to interview you. We've been nothing but nice to everybody. And it always freaks me out that as we get bigger and bigger, and we're growing exponentially, I got news for people, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. As Rage Against the Machine says, and I'm just telling you, I feel sorry for you. I wish you'd come in, join the team, be positive. We're aware of the blackmail activities of some locals. We're aware of them wanting to, you know, run other scams. I mean, we're not stupid, folks. We have sources that you don't. And so to understand, we know what's going on. And it just, folks, you can't imagine the attacks, the level of attacks, the angles of attacks, stuff you wouldn't believe if I told you. It's just too damaging to this movement for me to bring it out. But I may. I'm considering. So I just can't hold back anymore, folks. I can't allow my friends, my family, my colleagues, I don't like having to ostracize people away from me, but I've just had to do it with some of the locals because they're just so dangerous and so bad. I mean, true evil. I mean, to come to grips with it, it's not just the New World Order. It's the public. We are a degenerate society falling apart, just totally degenerating. But there's good people, too. The good people are waking up. Alternative media is exploding, and that's why we got a lot of bad people trying to move into the middle of it and screw it up. We've all got to work together and move forward. And all my enemies, I mean, you know, you have all failed miserably. You will fail miserably. Do not poke the bear anymore. And the same goes to the Dallas Morning News, Michelle Malkin, all of them. You know, the gloves are off. We're not playing games. We're up in our game. We're going all out in the battle for the Republic, and we are dedicated and committed. And everything people throw against us, just we turn right back against them, and it only makes us stronger. And all the glory goes to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I ask God to put a hedge of protection up around Jason Burmes, around my entire crew, around all of our colleagues and affiliates and allies, and our folks here in Denver. You know, my dad was trying to get me to come home today, saying he had a bad feeling about me being here. And my dad really does have great, quote, feeling, the sixth sense. My family's got that on both sides, and this is, I don't talk a lot about it, but the point is, we're here. We just ask for God's protection, and just God bless you, Jason. And I don't know if I'm going to New York. I said I might, I say I may, but I just love my family so much. We'll see if I'm going to New York. I want to freak folks out saying I may not go. I just, so much has come up, but then we get so much done when we go places that I feel like I have a responsibility. I don't want to crash the party at the Ron Paul thing, but everybody's asked me to go to that. I don't know. So a lot's happened in the next few weeks. I'm going to throw it back to you, Jason, so you can take over, and I just appreciate you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for all the opportunities you've given me. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to put together Fabled Enemies, and I really do enjoy doing this radio program, and I just love what you guys do out there. I mean, I'm just so excited to be a part of this revolutionary alternative media, which is breaking through to the mainstream and doing much more than the mainstream could ever hope to do in telling the truth. The American
people. That's another point. In closing, there's so many points I forget to make. You know, when I'm out on the street, I want to call in and make them, and they never do. Think about how ineffectual the protesters are, the five or six groups, how they get almost no attention, or the media focuses on the bad guys. And think about how the real alternative media, how we're taking it over, how we're exposing them, how we're discrediting them, how effective we have gotten. I mean, it is just so exciting to be part of this and to see how lean and mean we are in the info war, thanks to our listeners. You are the power. You are the people turning it loose. Well, Jason, I'll talk to you soon. Happy trails. Be careful.
All right. Thanks. God bless, Alex. All right, folks. With Alex leaving us, I think it's about time to play the Inside Edition clip that we have. All right. Let me cue up the old laptop, and let me hit play.
A heated confrontation at the convention as political
Oh, no.
She didn't do a whole lot to step away at the convention as political commentator Michelle Malkin is verbally attacked outside the arena, and it was all caught on tape.
Your soul is lost! You're evil!
A hateful confrontation at the Democratic National Convention.
You dirty anti-American that doesn't believe in free speech! Shame on you coming out here!
The object of that verbal bashing was conservative columnist Michelle Malkin, who was covering a protest for Fox News when controversial radio personality Alex Jones went on the attack. Jones's people videotaped the encounter.
You little monster! You little
fascist piece of trash.
I spoke to Jones today in Denver.
It's our right to go up and confront her about the despicable things she's written and said. She has her First Amendment. We have ours.
Jones believes 9/11 was the result of a U.S. government conspiracy. Malkin has condemned such theories as nutty and unfounded.
The majority of victims' families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
Malkin had this to say on her blog. 9/11 nutball Alex Jones started barking at me and attempting to make a scene and incite a riot. I should have brought my spit shield.
Ick. You get all fired up, and you're a big guy, and you're out there, you're saying that she's a fascist piece of trash.
That's right,
you're
she's a fascist she's piece of trash. She's
you're calling her a monster.
She is a monster.
You have to understand that you can rile up a crowd yelling that stuff to this woman on the street.
Well, sure, absolutely. This woman needed to be confronted.
You're evil!
Later in the broadcast.
There you go, folks. I wish that we didn't have all that feedback from the laptop, but unfortunately it's not on YouTube yet. We hope some of the great listeners had taped it and also put it on YouTube for later. And like I said, I really hope that people get to check out that Corsi interview before the weekend's up. And I myself, I'm very excited to see the Tom Morello interview, being a huge fan of his work. Now, I am going to cue up the clip of Pajamas Media. Now, I'm not sure if this part has Malkin in it or not, but she's on the line. She's their guest, you know. They're all rubbing each other's backs. It's quite disgusting. And they admit right here, the one guy tries to say, oh, you know, tries to equate Alex Jones with these people that, you know, were calling for violence and blah, 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 blah. But the one guy has to fess up right away and say, all right, I can speak to that. They weren't with Alex Jones. So that being said, let's play the clip.
Michelle, what did you make of Jones referencing your defensive internment book from 2004?
Well, like 99.9% of the people who criticize the book so vociferously, who off the bat mischaracterize what my actual thesis and arguments are, has a poisonous element in public discourse.
Do you have any plans to update your 2005 book, Michelle, called Unhinged?
Because it's bring about a violent confrontation that he could then use to publicize his show. And you know, he was brave enough about it, as long as it was him and his entire mob confronting one small person.
There was no mob, okay? It was him.
He didn't particularly seem to like it that somebody was in the way, and he did his best to incite more trouble. Now, it's not absolutely clear to me if the guy that was yelling "Kill Michelle Malkin" was one of his people or not. It seems plausible it wasn't.
I can speak to that, actually.
Andrew Marcus, go ahead.
We've looked at every angle of this that we can find from anybody else who's posted their footage, and we've looked at our own. And, you know, these guys are yelling things pretty much as rabble-rousers. They were, mm-hmm. You know, one minute they're shooting, they're yelling, you know, "Kill Michelle," and the next minute they're yelling Alex Jones is a corporate stooge. So, yeah. And definitely not to excuse them yelling, you know, "Kill Michelle." Yeah. That's a terribly violent thing to yell, even if you're joking. But I got the sense that they were not there with him specifically.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that, but you know, the confrontation.
I'm fine with that. Well, the people that did call for her death, they should have been arrested or at least reprimanded for the behavior. You don't call for someone's death. But there you have it, Pajamas Media with Michelle Malkin admitting they were not with Alex Jones. But they keep trying to say that, you know, Alex had this mob of people. He wasn't there with the idiots dressed like Mickey Mouse trying to levitate the Denver Mint. Yeah, if you haven't been listening the past couple days, that's right. The lead guy got dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia with his magical wand and led about 100 people to try to levitate the Denver Mint. Talk about trying to make, you know, dissent look asinine. That's how you do it. You dress up like a clown and you say that you're going to levitate something. And you get other people to do it too. I saw one of these guys in like a leotard and a cape and I hurled my lunch into a bag. Come on. But this is what they like. They like to see that. To me, that's the fringe group. The fringe group of idiots that have no idea what's going on. They just want to be for something. You know what I mean? It's kind of like those people that want to, you know, join PETA because they think that it's hip, it's cool. Or we're going to join the Peace Corps because it's hip or cool. Not that there's anything wrong with the Peace Corps or even, you know, some things impeded, although, you know, I don't really, you know, have a huge position on animal rights. You know, obviously I don't think we should be torturing animals, but I think we got a lot more human rights issues that we need to deal with before we get to animal rights. So to me, a lot of the people that are inside PETA are just wasting their time. You want to save something. Why don't you save humanity? Why don't you save the human race? That's where my money is. It's on the human race. That's who I care about. It's people. Not a dog or a cat or a fish. I mean, sure, there's a place for that, but come on. So, again, they try to show the most ludicrous people, and they try to show them as, you know, radical leftists or anarchists or part of Alex Jones's group, because they don't want people to confront the real issues. They don't want people to know about 9/11 truth. They don't want people to go to Infowars.com and get fabled enemies and make copies. We'll be back after this with a brand new trailer. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, live streams from the DNC over at Infowars.com right now. But we got a treat for the listeners. For the first time ever, we are going to play Fabled Enemies Trailer 3, which is out on YouTube right now. And you're going to be able to get the high-quality version of that at Infowars.com. Very excited about this film. This is the Continuity of Government trailer. And then later, we're also going to be playing a teaser or an excerpt from the movie in the Continuity of Government section. That's the shadow government for the lamers out there. That's a little Dumb and Dumber joke for those who actually, you know, still watch a little pop culture here and there. So without further ado, let's cue up Fabled Enemies Trailer 3.
This program was launched in the early 80s, headed by none other than George Herbert Walker Bush.
Was being made to consolidate continuity of government programs across several major departments of the government under one office, which turned out later to be called the National Program Office. As I understood it, this office fell under the jurisdiction of the Office of the Vice President.
Then Vice President George Bush was the first in charge.
On 9/11, this program was put into effect.
This next one happens a lot these days, it seems, like a story that is both reassuring and scary at the same time. This morning we learned that the Vice President wasn't the only one sent to an undisclosed location on September 11th, that an entire backup government was and is still there and may be there for as long as anyone now at least can imagine.
Traveling in Iowa, the President for the first time discussed a secret ongoing operation designed to keep the federal government running if Washington is paralyzed by a terrorist strike.
I still take the threats that we receive from Al-Qaeda killers and terrorists very seriously.
The operation was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed to CNN by several administration officials. The shadow or bunker government involves roughly 100 senior staffers from every cabinet department and major government agency. Operates primarily out of two secret bunkers in the eastern United States. And is charged with running the executive branch if communication with Washington is severed. The secret plan took shape in the minutes and hours after the September 11th strikes as Mr. Bush took a cautious route back to Washington.
And now, nearly 6 months later, administration officials are scrambling to get more telephone lines and high-tech computers into these secret bunkers. And at least one member of the Bush cabinet is being kept out of Washington at all times under heavy security, just in case this so-called shadow government is activated and needs a leader. But go back to bed, folks. There is no shadow government. That was actually the teaser and not the trailer. We'll play the trailer for you in the next hour. But that's a little excerpt from Fabled Enemies. You get to hear my beautiful little voice on the voiceover. But, you know, when your friends tell you that the shadow government doesn't exist and that's for tinfoil hat wearers, well, why don't you point them to that little CNN clip, the two CNN news clips, actually, and more hard articles presented in the movie as well. So, obviously, continuity of government is real. Obviously, in the 80s, it was restructured under George H.W. Bush in order to start the sole source contract, a little black ops here and there, probably where they ran their drugs through. A little continuity of government program involves FEMA, CIA, and others under the National Programs Office. And, of course, through Global Guardian, we had five E-4Bs in the morning, or in the air on the morning of 9/11. What is an E-4B? Well, an E-4B is a command plane for members of the shadow government. Weird that they were on the scene of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center while the attacks happened. Not in the official version, though. Not according to the 9/11 Commission report. We're going to come back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, Fabled Enemies, PrisonPlanet.tv, August 31st. Only 60 cents a day. What are you waiting for? Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.